from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. Still in the bottom of the second, they had the bases loaded. They already got one run in. And Thomas just watched the third pitch go by. He was looking. I don't know how you can.
Well, he was expecting something else, I'll bet.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't take the third. You can't take that third strike, especially for a team that's been struggling to score runs.
Boy, right? I'm pulling for that guy to get it together like crazy. I don't know him.
It's a tough like situation. Crazy. I mean, just get, you know, if you can just even hit a grounder, you're going to get a run and you're up 2-0.
Hang on a second. Dano's looking fidgety over there.
All right, so what was that? So that's our cut noise that we are going to use today. We're going to test drive a couple of things.
Again?
We're going to test drive a couple of things. I think this is the winner. This is my favorite of them, but we could try some other stuff too if you guys don't like it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's hear plan B after you give us the news.
The Giants are cutting veteran wide receiver Allen Robinson.
He hasn't had a good year in a while.
Yeah, but it's a name most people have heard of. You've probably had him on your fantasy team for a cup of coffee or two. I figure it's something worth noting.
Okay. Interesting. So a veteran available. Sam is in Cleveland. Sammy.
What I didn't understand was kind of the lack of urgency yesterday for game one, because if you look over a week ago against that Yankee game, I think for the first time all year, he had Class A pitch 2 innings, and he did not want to lose that game, which I'm fine. I didn't want to lose that game either. But I'm thinking, you know, it's the biggest series of the year for the Royals, and in game one, you put Thomas in center field, which really isn't his position, which he misplayed a ball, cost him a run, and then he put Freeman at short, who that's not really the position he's been playing all year, and he dropped the fly ball, which cost him 3 runs. And it's not like you're sacrificing any offense by putting Freeman at short. You sacrifice defense, which basically cost him the game. So I don't know. What did you guys think? As a fan too, when you play a doubleheader, I just think you just try and go all in to win that game one, especially at home. And I just thought Vogt kind of took his foot off the gas pedal a little bit on game one. The next thing you know, you're getting swept. That was just my thought yesterday.
All right, Sam, thank you very much. The only thing I'd say about that, all right, if you're going to put Lane Thomas in center field, it might not be his position, but hasn't been Daniel Schneeman's position or Tyler Freeman's position. They're middle infielders who have gone out and played center field a little bit. Lane Thomas is an outfielder. He's played center field. Might not be his main spot, but he's probably more of an outfielder than Freeman or Schneeman. Instead, you put Freeman at short.
Why does it always sound like you're reading a Dr. Seuss book?
Freeman and Schneeman of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
I don't know.
And Thneeds.
The thing that's rough to me, I feel for Lane Thomas like crazy, man. You know that guy's pumped to be here. He showed up. He took the red eye and all that stuff, and he got into town. And it's just not happening for him here. He's now hitting 137, which is actually up a little bit as a member of the Guardians. Jay's in Cleveland. Hi, Jay.
Hey, fellas. Hey. As far as game one, I just want to say I don't think it was the bullpen issue that was an issue why we lost.
No, and Jay, I agree with that because it almost worked. I just wonder, we've been hearing about the bullpen getting so overworked, and then you threw six guys in game one and didn't pitch the guy who came up to be, well, a guy who's been a starter who you brought up until the eighth inning, and he only pitched 1 2/3. I don't want to hear about bullpen issues today or tomorrow after you used 11 guys yesterday.
Yeah, true, true, true. Very true to that. But yesterday, you know, the Royals scored four runs and stranded five runners on base. The Guardians scored three and stranded 11. So to me, and they've been doing this for the past month, just stranding too many runners on base. And I think the reason is they're home run happy on their swings from 1 through 9 in that lineup.
It doesn't feel like they're chipping away like they did last year, right? Like last year, they knew that they were going to have to chip and, I don't know, give me another word, just get down and dirty to score one run at a time. That they don't do that this year.
Right, and even earlier in the season they were doing that. But, you know, they just started getting home run happy. Even Kwan, that's why he's dipping from in his average. He's trying to hit home runs. So, I don't know.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. You're in a position now, you have a one-game lead.
Doesn't matter, just go out and play. What are you going to do? Right? I mean, seriously, it doesn't. You can't. They
wow.
can't. Well, I'm just.
That was really depressing.
That was stirring.
Well, I mean, like I keep saying, this is like, it feels like it's slip sliding away, but I mean, there's still plenty of games to be played. And now you've got actual starters. And again, you're right. It's not about what the bullpen did yesterday, but you've got starters going the next couple of days.
And you wonder if you have to get into the bullpen now.
Well,
I mean, you can. A guy coming out of the bullpen, but the guys who pitch two are toast today, right? So you're not going to really have Scott Barlow. You're not going to have Eli Morgan.
No, they got to win two. Come back and win the next two, and then there's no harm, no foul for the whole series. So, and then you know you've got them again next week. I think the disappointing thing is they've been playing really well at home, and they dropped two games at home yesterday. So you know you're going to Kansas City next week. You know you've got, what, Minnesota coming in for four? Not too far away, but maybe a week, week and a half away. So, I mean, things are – they have to determine whether they think the ship is sinking or not. And they just can't beat themselves. Like, there were just too many opportunities yesterday where you're watching and you're saying, ugh, we just beat ourselves. You know, could they have won? Yeah. But you can't there's no – like, we don't use money as Band-Aids on this team, right? We're thrift shoppers. So if you're going to be in this situation, you just can't do anything to beat yourself, whether it's – pre-assessing from a front office standpoint to tell the manager what he's got to do during the game, to the manager maybe making a mistake. Managers make mistakes. What's your line again from Dick Jacobs that he said?
There are two things that every man thinks he can do better than another man. Number one is grill a steak, and number two is manage a baseball team.
So, okay, I get it, and I think that's all a part of it. But they've got to figure it out themselves. You know, when they won the other day, I was like, okay, well, maybe they're back home. They feel good. They're going to turn this thing around. But they can't self-destruct. They're not in a position to self-destruct because they can't, you know, if you're not going to take runs early and have the opportunity, like we were talking about with the bases loaded and one out, and you take the last pitch, they can't play baseball like that. That's not where they are. You look at the top of the order struggles every once in a while, the bottom of the order. So you're giving away outs throughout this thing. They've got to get every run they possibly can.
They've scored, well, they've lost 8 of their last 11 games. Okay? And in those 11 games, Andy, they have scored more than 4 runs twice. Twice. And it was the 13-5 win over Texas. And in the 9-5 win over the Yankees. And then they scored 5 runs I think that's right. Twice. They've scored more than 5 runs.
And what, they're now 2 and...
Twice.
Are they 2-6 against Kansas City now? This season?
I want to... Gosh.
They were 2-4 going in yesterday. I think that's right. They're 2-6.
Kansas
City's got their number. It is what it is. They got to change that today.
But this has been such a fun season, and we've talked about this. It's just right now, it's like, what do you do? The offense isn't scoring runs, yet you still have two utility guys on the roster, Andy, who I don't know that you need both Tyler Freeman and Daniel Schneeman on this team. Nothing against them. They do the same thing for you. They do the same thing. One hits left and one hits right. What do you want to keep going with that? Over the last 30 days, okay? Dare I say this? Gabe Arias is sitting 353 in the last month. They sent him down to figure some things out like they did with Will Brennan. Well, they brought Will right back. Will went down in 31 at-bats, hit 419. Gabe Arias is hitting 353 in the last 19 games. Get him up here. Get him up here. He can play the same positions Tyler Freeman can play. So if you want to have two utility players, bring up the guy who's hitting. Let's see what you get. Over the last 30, Esteban Florial is hitting 304. Once considered a big-time hitting prospect. Now, I will say the 304 is in the rearview mirror a little bit because over the last 15, he's not hitting as well. 200. You want another name?
I know where you're going.
Dust this off. No, I'm not going Miles Straw.
I thought you were
going
to say
going George Valera. He has 6 home runs and 9 runs batted in his last 11 games. He's hot. He was once the top hitting prospect in the organization. Bring him up. Put him in the outfield. You got to score some runs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You have to score some runs.
Straw's hitting significantly better, don't you think? I mean, he was struggling in the beginning of the season.
Okay, and Andy?
He's hitting 243.
Put him in center field. Lane Thomas has an option left.
I can tell you I'm not worried about defense.
The Orioles sent Trevor Rogers down, and they just picked him up at the trade deadline. But Lane Thomas's recent history tells you that he should snap out of it. Just how long do you wait? We'll talk more Guardians coming up at noon. Mike Petriello from MLB.com StatCast will join us. Mary Kay Cabot has her finger on the pulse of all of the cuts happening in Berea. She's next on Baskin & Phelps.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.